This is the Texas Standard.
A few weeks back, Ford announced it's going to stop making most of its sedans because everyone's buying trucks and SUVs. Wonder how they're feeling up in Dearborn right now as the price at the pumps climbs back into places we haven't been to in 4 or 5 years. In the past, when gasoline prices have started to go up and the rest of the country has started to freak out, Texans have been able to count on a silver lining because oil is what our economy floats on, right? But times have changed, and in a Texas more economically diverse than ever. Well, what does $3 a gallon gas add up to for us today? Thomas Fullerton is a professor of economics and finance at the University of Texas, El Paso, UTEP. Professor, welcome.
How are you, David?
I am doing all right. How are gas prices out there in El Paso? What you looking at?
Well, there are a few stations in town which are charging $2.65 to $2.70 per gallon for regular, but there are plenty of other stations that are charging $3 a gallon for regular, or $2.99.
Yeah.
And then, see, once you get up for the premium grades, lots of the stations are over $3.20 and $3.30 a gallon, and there's a few that are at $3.60 a gallon.
Wow.
So we're sort of headed in the direction of hurricane-level prices again.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all have already breached that $3 a gallon mark, at least there in far west Texas. But as the rest of the Lone Star State starts to contemplate what $3 a gallon gas means, what do you think this could do to our economy? Is there a way of sort of looking at perhaps three things that this could impact?
Well, in terms of the energy sector in general, it helps Texas. We have a lot of oil production all around the state, and so the Permian Basin and the Eagle Ford Shale area, those regions are going to be helped, as is, let's see, Midland, Odessa, as well as Houston and Laredo.
Right.
Beyond that, it also helps, let's see, Austin, because there's still a fairly large percentage, disproportionately large percentage of public finance that is helped by higher oil and gasoline taxes.
Hmm.
And so that's going to help the state coffers, and by extension, it's going to help state agencies and public universities. There's also segments of the state that will be hurt by the higher oil. Manufacturing tends to get hurt because there's a lot of energy that goes into most manufacturing processes.
Right.
And, of course, petrochemicals see their margins reduced when their feedstocks go up in price.
Yeah, I can remember the last time that gas prices got to $4 a gallon, people stopped buying SUVs, and they had some layoffs up there in Dallas at the truck plants.
That's true, and it's ironic because Ford Motor Company just announced that it was going to reduce production of a lot of its energy-efficient sedans. It seems like it always happens this way, but the agriculture sector always gets hurt by higher oil prices because agriculture, in a lot of cases, is even more energy-intensive than manufacturing. Finally, consumers are going to be hurt, to the extent that they don't get higher wages or salaries or bonuses related to the energy industry. Ironically, it's going to hurt a lot of the rural consumers because they have to drive larger distances.
Oh, yeah.
And even though it's one of the largest metropolitan areas in the state, El Paso always gets hurt because it is such a geographically fractured urban geography out here.
Mr. Fullerton, on balance, as we think about the impact on the Lone Star State, is this a net win or a net loss for Texas as we see oil prices rise?
It's probably a break even. 30 years ago or 40 years ago, this would have been a big boost for Texas back in the Sun Belt years. But now the state economy has diversified so much that, you know, it's a situation where the winners are almost, evenly balanced out by those that are going to face tighter budgets as a consequence of higher oil prices.
Thoughtful insight from Thomas Fullerton. He is a professor of economics and finance at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor, thanks for giving us the big picture there on the Texas Standard today.
David, have a good day.